These are the educational goals of this training course. 1. To understand and explain the contrast between virtue ethics versus a code of ethics versus legal standards. To understand and explain ethical decision-making and conduct using a formal ethical decision-making framework. The difference between patient consent and informed consent. Recognize ethical standards and professional responsibilities to the patient and informing the patient of their rights and responsibilities. Understand the professional and ethical responsibilities of counselors based on the ethical principles throughout your career as a counselor. It's not just a form you initial and sign as a component of the recredentialing application. And finally, understand that clinical supervision is an ethical and professional obligation throughout the career of a counselor. And also, as a side note, part of this training is that someday you will be a clinical supervisor. Maybe you already are a clinical supervisor. But as a supervisor, it's your responsibility to have an open door policy and be working with your counselors to identify their strengths and weaknesses and be constantly helping them improve their professional and ethical standards. Okay, so here we go.